This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furchtscott-Roth, Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she is also Director of the Center for Employment Policy. She served as President George W. Bush's Chief Economist at the Department of Labor and also his Chief of Staff at the Council of Economic Advisers. She is also a columnist at RealClearMarkets.com. We want to get her thoughts on Friday's report from the Labor Department showing 216,000 more jobs lost and the unemployment rate jumping to 9.7%, the worst number since June of 1983. And Diana, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, it's great to be on your program. And I'm also with the Hudson Institute. I'm a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C., and it's great to be with you.
What did I say, Manhattan?
Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll change that later. Diana, obviously these numbers aren't too much of a surprise. The job losses are a little bit less than we saw last month. And, the unemployment rate did jump 0.3%. What jumps out at you from this report today?
What jumps out at me is that with almost 15 million Americans unemployed, it's going to be a lot harder for the recovery to take off. Because if all these people cannot go out and spend, then there's going to be other effects. Other people are going to be unemployed also. Plus, it gives a discouraging effect. With the unemployment rate at 9.7%, people are going to think, is my job next? They're not going to go out to restaurants. They're not going to go out to theaters. They're going to stick to Walmart and Target, which are great places to go shopping. I use them myself, but other stores are going to find it a lot harder to be in business.
Diana, in terms of how this is being interpreted, the Obama administration for two straight days has sent the vice president out to say that this will be a whole lot worse. In fact, today he said that other forecasting organizations like Moody's and so forth have said that 500,000 to a million jobs have been saved as a result of the Stimulus Act. Is there any way to determine whether that's accurate, and what's your sense of it?
There isn't any real way to determine whether it's accurate because you don't know how many employers thought, well, I'm going to lay someone off, and then didn't lay someone off after all. But with the massive number, over 6 million jobs we have lost since the beginning of the recession, and another over 200,000 this month, even if we did save 500 or 600,000 jobs, it's only a drop in the bucket.
What needs to be done, or is it just a matter of letting the labor market correct itself?
What we need to do is try and inspire confidence in the American people to go out and go shopping. What we need to do is think about perhaps some way to make employers hire, such as a payroll tax credit. I mean, what's really difficult is all the things potentially coming down the pike for employers that the Obama administration has supported. I mean, just let's go through the list. The tax rates are going to go back up on January 1st, 2011, to 39.6%. That's number one. We're going to have a cap-and-trade energy tax on anyone who uses energy. We all use energy. That's number two. Number three, we're going to have a health care tax surcharge on the most productive people in the economy. That would raise the top rate from 39.6 to 45%. Then on top of that, there would be an 8% payroll tax on employers who don't provide the right kind of health insurance for their workers. So with all these things coming down the pike, why would any small business open? Why would it expand? Why would it create more jobs? Why would it harm more workers? That is the situation that we have to change. And I'm not even talking about the Employee Free Choice Act, which would make negotiating with unions so much more difficult.
We're talking with Diana Furchtscott-Roth, former chief economist at the Department of Labor. And Diana, you've obviously seen these trends over the years. I know you've studied jobs and employment for many, many years, even going back to the Reagan administration. In terms of the depth of this recession, the last, as I mentioned, was June of 83. Compare this economic crisis with what we were looking at then, and how do they compare?
Well, there was actually higher unemployment then in 1983, and I wouldn't say that this recession is the most severe since the Great Depression. 83 was worse in terms of unemployment levels. 73 was worse in terms of decreases in output. But this is very troubling right now that not only do we have such a high level of unemployment, but one-third of the unemployed have been unemployed for over 6 months. And when you're unemployed, you tend to lose some of your skill levels. And over half have been unemployed for 15 weeks and more. So it's getting more and more concentrated among the long-term unemployed. So another troubling thing is the difference between men and women's unemployment rates. So male unemployment rates are over 10%. Many men are breadwinners, the only earners for their families. And women's unemployment rate is about 7.6%.
Why is that, do you think?
Because men are concentrated in manufacturing and construction jobs, where we've had most of the job declines. I mean, for years, people have been saying there's discrimination against women, they're not employed in manufacturing, there's discrimination against women, they don't have the construction jobs. Now it shows women have been choosing the right jobs after all, concentrated in the service sector, because the service sector has done better than these other sectors. And as a result, women's jobs have survived better during the recession.
Diana, we've heard some people, some politicians, some economists say that this recession seems to be, in their estimation, bottoming out. We saw an improvement in GDP numbers from the first quarter to the second quarter, although they're still in negative territory. But in terms of employment, they say that's a lagging indicator. Do you feel that this is the tail end of the recession, or given the economic circumstances you painted a moment ago with all the different government programs and taxes going up for a whole host of reasons, that we're not about to see a real robust recovery?
Well, I think both are true. The downturn is certainly leveling off. The number of jobs lost this month, 216,000, is fewer than in many, many months. But that's not the same as a recovery. It's not the same as an upturn. And the first thing I look in terms of a recovery is temporary help services, which is part of professional services in the Labor Department data that came out this morning. So the first thing employers do when they see an upturn is to hire temporary workers, and you see this aspect of employment going up first. Well, temporary help services was down 6,500 this past month, not as much as it's been down some previous months, but we're not seeing any uptick in that. We're not seeing any signs that the American consumer and the American economy is recovering outside of the transfer payments and government stimulus that has been put in place by Congress. So we had increased spending because of the Making Work Pay tax credit, because of the $250 checks mailed out to all Social Security recipients in May. We had an upturn from the Cash for Clunkers program these past couple of months, an upturn in automobile production, but we're not seeing the economy take off on its own, and that's what we need to do.
Diana, last question before we let you go. A lot of people still wondering if unemployment will hit 10%. What's your best guess?
Well, it's already hit 10% for adult males. It's at 25% for teenagers, but no one knows what it's going to do in the coming months, and any economist who tells you he does is wrong. We just don't know what it's going to be.
Well, we'll keep looking at the numbers as they come out month by month, and we look forward to getting your analysis when they do. Diana, thank you very much for your time.
Well, it's great to be on your show. It's an honor to be on your show, Greg.
Thank you so much. Diana Furchtscott-Roth is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she is director of the Center for Employment Policy. She served President George W. Bush as chief economist at the Department of Labor and chief of staff on his Council of Economic Advisors. She's also a columnist for RealClearMarkets.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.